Down our hair, the moon is high, and we are lunatics now. It's deep into St. Harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the river Styx.
Abandon our hope. Daddy gonna give you something to drink now.
In the studio with producer Hardwood Forrest Connor, we have investigator Shelley Wright from Wright's Coin Shop. How you feeling tonight, Shelley Wright?
Feeling great.
Are you ready for a dark 30 hour?
I'm very ready.
So how are things going at Wright's Coin Shop, Shelley?
Busy today. Very, very busy.
Well, now it's the holiday time.
I know.
So it's time to buy things, time to sell things.
We're getting all stocked up, geared up, ready to go.
So any special stuff you do at Wright's for the holidays, like slash everything 50% off, maybe something like that?
No, nothing like that. But there's always fun stuff to discover there, and there are always deals to be had.
Oh, okay. So you want to tell us about any deals? You want to get people in the door?
Well, every day's a deal. Gold and silver, they've been down a little bit, so now is a really great time to come in, buy, just get into that habit of putting a little bit back each week or each month.
Well, you know, even though we avoid discussing politics on this show,
right,
a lot of people probably feel like after this recent election that it's more important than ever to guard the value you have in your finances.
Yes, they do.
That dollar could be absolutely worthless tomorrow.
Right.
But, you know, the gold and silver, I think it's just going to go up big time.
I do, too. And this is wealth that you have physical possession of. Nobody needs to know anything about it. And it is your insurance policy for whatever. Mm-hmm. Anything can happen. You just need to set it back. Everybody has things that happen in their lives.
And the great thing is that, you know, you see these people on TV who are trying to hawk gold and silver, and you don't really know who they are.
You don't know who they are. They work on commission. They will try and make you buy whatever they have a surplus of and make it sound like it's a good idea. I have people that come in that bought things off of these, you know, from watching the TV commercials from these people, and I have no idea why they would have them buy these particular things. It makes no sense. It would make them no money, but they paid a lot for it.
And so you are in a position, however, when, you know, people, they listen to you on the show, they know who you are, they know what you're like, and they can call you, and you'll kind of walk them through this process.
Definitely.
So how can somebody call you?
You can call me at 828-298-5402.
Okay, again, that is 828-298-5402. And how can they find you?
We are located at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville.
1271 Sweeten Creek Road. So, you know, that's what I do. I talk to Shelley. I buy off of Shelley. Forrest does the same. All my friends and family do. So, you know, it's true. That's why you guys have been in business for 40 years. You're able to work with people on that personalized level.
Definitely.
Now, after so many years, Shelley, of dealing with so much treasure passing through Wright's Coin Shop, is there somewhere a little stash of what we might call the family jewels?
Well, yes and no.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yes.
Yes and no.
Yes and no.
So there are some family jewels at Wright's Pawn Shop. Yes and no?
Yes and no. Well,
the answer doesn't change.
No.
Well, you know, I have some family jewels.
I bet you do.
Do you have some family jewels for us?
I do.
But a guy in New Jersey doesn't anymore.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, what a way to kick off the Dark 30 Hour. You know, I've been talking about these zombie stories for a long time.
Right.
Well, a guy in New Jersey went to sleep after an argument with his girlfriend. How foreboding is that? And he awakened in the middle of the night when she had bitten off his family jewels.
Oh, my.
Yeah. 40-year-old woman. She's now charged with aggravated assault and domestic violence. Says here that she told police that, well, they were in a fight about 11:30. To avoid the argument, he went to sleep. And a little later, she decided she knew what to do.
Just break up.
So.
You know, just break up.
Yeah.
There's no reason to.
That's right.
To be this way.
She got hungry.
Uh-huh.
Could this be, I mean, well, you know, if you're gonna do that, why use your teeth? I mean, I don't have an answer. That's why I'm thinking, could this be one of these zombie-oriented type scenarios? And you shouldn't do this anyway, but if you're going to, why the teeth? Why that animalistic instinct? You know, why not just...
Every man is cringing now.
Yeah. We hate to manifest things, especially who's going to become the president, right, Shelley? So
yes.
Maybe we shouldn't put this vibe out there, but it's done. It's too late. Zombies will be zombies.
Zombies will be zombies.
Whether we like it or not. Here's a story from Bradenton, Florida. A woman was arrested in a Starbucks and says police were summoned there by the Starbucks staff because a woman apparently went into Starbucks, ordered a coffee, sat down, pulled her pants down, and began to entertain herself enthusiastically. Anything to add to that one?
You know, I got nothing. Why would you do that? Why would you do that?
That's some good coffee. What's the old commercial from the 70s? Honey, that's some great coffee.
Good to the last drop.
Yeah. They also said they found a glass stem in her purse that tested positive for cocaine residue.
Okay, well, now we know why she did it.
So she was in a very heightened, worked-up state. I understand that's what will happen with cocaine. Had to be Florida, right?
Mm.
Had to be Florida. Let me remind you, these are not stories for the kids. They're not for the easily offended. Just turn the dial if you're in that category. here's one that you'll appreciate, Forrest. You can tell everybody why if you want to, but you probably shouldn't. Says, in Lacey, Washington, police have arrested a woman in her early 30s at a Big Lots store.
Really?
Says that she walked into Big Lots, took off every stitch of her clothes, and walked around the store seeming confused.
Well, that's your typical Big Lots customer. Half employees.
She was told by employees to put on her clothes. At that point, she took a coat from the store and ran.
She then dropped the coat while fleeing from employees who were chasing her. The sergeant there at the police department said the woman was completely nude running in and out of traffic when she was arrested on suspicion of indecent exposure.
Suspicion.
Just after 3 p.m. Said she seemed disoriented and it was difficult for her to communicate, so she is undergoing psychiatric observation. Interesting. So far, as let's say, if you worked at a Big Lots, for example.
If I did at one point in my life,
hypothetically, yes. And you saw a woman walking around naked, and you were in charge of things, how would you handle that situation?
I don't know.
Depends on if she's hot.
Farsh is becoming more and more speechless as the dark 30-year proceeds and progresses. Would you say, ma'am, please put your clothes on, or would you just call the cops immediately, or, I mean, would you lock the door? Would you buy her a bottle of champagne? What, you know?
I'd maybe try to sell her some furniture. Hey, you'd look great on this couch here.
Can I take some photos for our catalog? Okay. Next we go to Portland, Oregon. Their police are on the lookout for a 39-year-old man found guilty of attempting to lure girls to his motel room. And, well, you'd think he was luring them there for the obvious reason, but actually says that he was only trying to get ladies to meet him so they could kick him really hard in the groin.
Oh, one of those.
This guy apparently puts Craigslist ads all over the country, claiming that he's, quote, looking for college-aged women to help him teach self-defense. goes on to say he's looking for women with strong legs, particularly soccer players. Surprisingly, at least 5 women answered the ad. So he gathered together his new team there and explained that he would pay them according to who could kick him the hardest. And at this point, you know, I guess it's questionable as to whether or not this guy is breaking any actual laws.
He's breaking something.
He is definitely breaking something. Shelley, would you answer an ad like that? Would you enjoy that?
I have done that.
Oh, okay.
Well, not in that particular circumstance, but
I'd call that a cliffhanger. We'll hold it right there. We'll get the rest of this story when we come back, as well as what a man in Zimbabwe figured out to pick up women. A Jedi mind trick. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the Dark 30 Hour. You are listening to Speaking of Strange.
Ranger in the air, a new form before. in the dark.
Yes, the Dark 30 Hour. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. This is the hour of the program when you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, okay? It's not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. Consider that your warning. That's why we do this late at night. And it's our duty to bring this to you. We wouldn't feel responsible otherwise. We are the show that explores the summit of man's knowledge and enlightenment and the pit of his depravity. I'm in the studio with producer Forrest Connor. Investigator Shelley Wright, you were saying you have kicked a man in the groin for sordid motel purposes.
No. Sometimes it just has to be done.
Mm-hmm. You've never done that to a guy who's like, please, do this to me.
No.
Mm-hmm. Would you?
Well, why not? I mean, work out some frustration. I don't know. Yeah.
Forrest, can we make this happen?
Not on this side of the studio.
I will pay you $5. I'll pay both of you $5.
Not on this side of the studio.
Well, that's one way to warm up on a cold night. You know, in fact, if you're interested in staying comfy over the winter, over the holiday season, buy yourself a gift, give somebody else a gift, the gift of the Sunshine Simple solar generator for the home. Created by my team and I, the world's most powerful solar generator for the home for the price. A guy emailed me today and said, how does this stack up to, you know, other brand name solar generators? I say, hey, do your own research. Go to sunshinesimple.com, watch the video, read about ours, and then do your own research. And you'll see, if you want one, you'll buy ours. That's what everybody else does, because it is the best for the price. Sunshinesimple.com. Don't wait until you're out of power and you are screwed. Let's go to Zimbabwe. I've never had a desire to go to Zimbabwe. Have you guys?
No.
I'm sure there are some beautiful places in Africa, but also Papa Bawa's down there. And I want to stay as far as possible away from Papa Bawa. They say the mind may be a powerful tool, but not one that can usually land you in jail. However, a man in Zimbabwe has recently found himself in trouble with authorities because he has been practicing a type of black magic called Mubobo. Apparently, Mubobo involves being able to look at a woman, mentally cast a voodoo spell that kind of puts a little mind melt on her, and suddenly she becomes mesmerized and infatuated. A Jedi mind trick. Says the man, when he's doing this, he looks at the woman, and then he starts sweating and exhibiting an expression synonymous with that of a person engaging in intimate acts while his eyes are glued on the woman standing in front of him. And sometimes the woman just breaks down and she can't stand it, and she just, you know, attacks him, and it is a passionate ravaging that takes place right there. But, you know, doing this kind of thing is illegal in Africa because they believe in voodoo. They believe in magic. I mean, if that happened around here, you know, you might just get in trouble for pulling your pants down. But there, you know, it's like, oh, this guy's using the mind trick. Shelley Wright, do you feel that you have ever been the victim of this sort of situation? A man has compelled you to do things?
No.
With a gaze? Never?
No.
It's almost like being glamored
right.
by a vampire.
Right. Right.
Yes. How does that sound? Does it sound better all of a sudden?
Yeah, because the way you were explaining it, it sounds like somebody about to have a heart attack and maybe you should call 911.
You know, recently I went to a restaurant and I had a nice dinner. And afterward, they had a selection of cognacs there that you could enjoy from a snifter as an after-dinner drink. And one of the cognacs you could get, it's just an ounce of liquid, cost $150.
Wow.
Yeah, for an ounce of liquid. And so I'm looking over the cognac list here, and I said to the waitress, how often do guys buy the $150 cognac? And she said, well, I sold one to a guy last week. And I said, well, what was his reaction upon drinking a $150 ounce of liquid? And she said, he was just sitting there with his eyes closed moaning.
Right, then.
So, sign me up, I'll take one. Bing, ding, ding. Okay, let's go to Bartow, Florida. This is one that you actually, this is a serious story that we should all be concerned about. An employee, let me start by saying, apparently a woman went into a Verizon store. This is according to this story from The Smoking Gun. Went to a Verizon store. She bought a new cell phone. They transferred her data from the old phone to the new phone. And then she took her new phone into story, as far as she believed. Turns out there had been some naked photographs of her on her old phone.
Oops.
And she says, it says here, quote, she was under the impression the data would be transferred to the new telephone and erased from the old device, end quote. Well, guess what happens when you assume? as it turns out, apparently one of the employees liked these pictures a heck of a lot, and they ended up getting spread around all over the place. Now, this is all allegedly, right? But it says that these were very private in nature, and several depict her nude, this and that. So the point here is, if you are going to go into a cell phone place and have your data transferred, you had better make certain that there is nothing on that telephone that you're handing over to a third party that you wouldn't want a third party to have access to. Bartow, Florida. Hmm. Next story, Fort Worth, Texas. Headline says, a woman claims a police officer in Texas busted her so hard her breast implant exploded. Guy was using excessive force, she claims, during a traffic stop. Says the officer pulled over a lady who was going out to buy cookie dough. It's always the little details that make these stories so rich, isn't it?
Cookie dough.
What an innocent day. What an innocent lady. She's just going to buy cookie dough, for God's sake. She's pulled over for a headlight violation. Says he discovered she had a warrant for an unpaid speeding ticket. Quote, she gets out of the car. The officer grabs her, throws her against the car, spreads her legs, kicks, spreads her legs, grabs her arms, and forcefully pulls them out and yanks them very hard behind her back. All of a sudden, she screams, bow. Kabow! I'm sure that's exactly what it sounds like. Kaboom! Anyway, the woman, she's screaming, and she says the officer says to her, this isn't supposed to be comfortable. So she spends the night in jail, and now they say that she's having to have a lot of surgery done. It's a mess.
I'll say.
Yeah. Well, looks like we're up on a break. When we come back here, we may as well stick with this theme, because we do have a... Well, we've been talking about bad cops. Let's throw some bad teachers in there. We've got to be fair to everybody. And then a story that's weird and definitely a little sick from Springfield, Massachusetts. And then we'll work our way back to Florida. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You are listening to the Dark 30 Hour. On the program where the unusual becomes usual, it's called Speaking of Strange.
I got a million ways to get it. Choose one.
Choose one.
Hey, bring it back, bring it back. Now double your money and make it stack. I'm on to the next one. 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 On to the next
one. Hold up.
Somebody bring me back the money, please.
Hold on that new like outcome. Doing my old, buy my old album. Stuck on stupid, I gotta keep it moving. Make the same, me, I make the blueprint. Came in the range, hopped out the Lexus. Every year since, I've been on that neck. Traded in a gold for the platinum Rolex. Now it's wrist, match the status of my records. Used to rock a throwback, falling on a Kona. Now I rock a telesuit, looking like a owner. No, I'm not a Jonas, brother, I'm a grown-up. No, I'm not a virgin, I use my... I move onward, the only direction. Can't be scared to fail, search of affection. Gotta keep it fresh, even when we sexin'. But don't be mad at him when it's on to the next one.
Somebody bring me back the money, please.
You're listening to the Dark 30 Hour. This is the hour of the program when we dig into content that is more outrageous, more extreme. Not for children, not for the easily offended. Consider that your warning. Tune out if you are connected to those scenarios and come back top of the next hour, and you can pick right back up where you left off. I am Joshua P. Warren. This is Speaking of Strange. You can learn more about my various projects if you go to joshuapwarren.com. And if you do that, go look at the wishing machine. I think you will find it quite fascinating. The wishing machine. It sounds too good to be true, but look it up and see what you think. There is no period after the P at joshuapwarren.com. I'm in the studio with Forrest Connor, investigator Shelley Wright, and here we have a story from Allentown, Pennsylvania. You know, we've talked plenty about bad cops tonight. Now let's go to a bad teacher story. Apparently there, a teacher admits to giving a thong to a 16-year-old student and saying, hey, you want some extra credit? Take some pictures of yourself with this thong, and if I like them, I'll give you some extra credit. And it says the 16-year-old girl was sent to the assistant principal's office for using her cell phone in school. And there it was discovered that she had been receiving inappropriate text messages from her math teacher. And that's when police figured out that he had given her the thong and said, send me pictures and feel free to remove the thong if you'd like. Extra credit. That's one way to get through math class.
Yes, it is.
I might have done that a couple times if my teacher wanted to see me in a thong. Sure. I never liked math class. Did you, Forrest?
No.
No?
Not at all.
Did you like math class, Shelley?
No.
I was more the English,
yeah.
English classes.
Yeah.
You know, I never really liked English either, but it felt natural to me.
I could wrap my head around English better than
yeah.
math.
And they just teach you so much stuff that it's meaningless. It really is. You know how when, like, you're a kid, maybe you guys never confronted your teacher, but you know, when, like, you're a kid and you're saying to your teacher, why exactly am I having to learn this? And they give you this line of, what do we call it? Snake oil or whatever, of a line of cock and bull about why that you need to learn this stuff. Well, I can tell you, at my ripe old age, I've never had to use any of that crap. I mean, I think if you need to go into a particular advanced field that requires it, then that should be something you elect to take when you're in college. But for general education purposes, if you can add and subtract and multiply, and I mean, that gets you through life. You know, I certainly haven't been held back, and, you know, look at me. I have a radio show. See? See what you can get? Forrest produces a radio show.
That's right.
Learn those numbers, kids.
Shelley heckles a radio show.
Shelley's around millions of dollars every day.
That's
right.
I use math every day.
And yet, if I gave you some calculus problem, it'd be
Japanese. Who gives a crap? Yeah, yeah. It's not something I use every day.
Yeah. Okay, in the same vein, a story from Anderson, Indiana. Let's see here. Students at a high school there have been suspended after their teacher accidentally synced a topless picture of herself to a school-issued iPad.
Oops.
How do you accidentally?
Well, I'm thinking, like, why are the students suspended?
Yeah.
It says a 13-year-old said he and three other students were playing a game on the iPod in class when one of the students pressed a button and the photograph of the teacher's bare chest was revealed. That was a memorable day at school. It says, quote, "It's not our fault she had the photo on there," the student said. "We couldn't do anything not to look at it. If it just popped up when he pressed the button, it was her fault she had the photo on there. Her iPhone synced to it. She had to press something to make all of her photos sync on there," end quote. Well, don't you love technology?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Isn't this getting weird? That would have never happened when we were in school. The teacher accidentally syncs her nude photos to a media device.
So, son, what happened at school today?
So, since the material was not pornographic in nature and no other criminal violation could be gleaned from the evidence, the matter was turned over to the school and the police investigation closed. And so they are saying that the district's technology use policy was followed and that the students involved have been suspended and threatened with expulsion because they looked.
That's wrong.
That's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. This is unbelievable. And right now, they say the assistant superintendent says, you know, parents can appeal if they disagree with it.
Mm-hmm.
That's absurd.
It is absurd.
If teacher syncs her naked pictures up, teacher should be suspended.
Yeah.
Not students.
Exactly.
Of course the students are going to look. You know, when I was in like the first or second grade, we went to the library as a class one day. And the librarian, I remember her name, but I won't give it out on the air here. She had been reading us some stories or something, and this one kid, he says, "Hey, look at this." And he had found that one art book. You know how there's always that one art book that, in your library with naked women in it? So we're standing there looking at these naked women in this art book. Now, again, first or second grade, and we're giggling and whatnot, and then all of a sudden, boom, 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 here's the librarian. And she jerks that book out of her hands. And she gives us the mean stink eye. And she says, "This is not funny. Do you understand that? This is art. This is not funny." Okay. Let me tell you, it is funny! I'm a man now! Screw you! It's funny! See, she was trying to just bully little kids around. You shouldn't have that stuff in the library if you don't. And it's my right to laugh at that.
Of course.
Yeah. Now, this is a little twisted. This is from Springfield, Massachusetts. Okay, apparently, and this is from the Huffington Post here, a brother and sister went into a bar, and they entered the bathroom together. And then all of a sudden, people start hearing a lot of commotion going on in the bathroom. So an employee knocked on the door, and they didn't get a response. So this story says they actually locked the door and called the police. when the police got there, they saw that a big, nice, expensive TV that was on the wall had been ripped from the wall. So the police were trying to accuse them of stealing or attempting to steal this TV. But the brother and sister said, we were not trying to steal the TV. We were having sex.
They had to go to a public bathroom to do that?
That was their justification.
That was their justification.
That was how they defended themselves in this situation. And so, regardless of how what was really going on inside there, they say that incest is illegal in Massachusetts and punishable by up to 20 years in prison, while simple theft would be a minimal crime. So this was a bad alibi for them, not to mention a disgusting one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Springfield, Massachusetts, we get that one from. Here is one from Miami, Florida. They say dinner and a show isn't for everybody. A Florida couple, both 32, were apprehended by police after doing the nasty on an outdoor table at a restaurant there. The restaurant manager said several customers came and complained, noting they were in full view of children. And says here that the manager initially tried talking to the couple himself, but I'm not sure if I can say this, but the man simply replied something along the lines of, well, she can't get up at this time or something like that. Anyway, the guy had a $101 bill that he wasn't paying, and anyway, they called the cops, and so they got arrested for getting it on right there in public view. Before we take this break, and then we get into my last few really dark stories, they say a boy here found whiskey in his Mountain Dew. Well, that sounds like a pretty good deal, doesn't it? 13-year-old in, where is this from? I don't even know where this is from. A place called Shoreline. Said he bought a sealed bottle of Mountain Dew. It all looked legit, but it was full of whiskey. That sounds suspicious, but I'd be drinking me some Mountain Dew then. I'm going to bring that to the studio every week. It's in here swigging some Mountain Dew on the air.
Slurring it strange.
I'm Joshua P. Warren. When we come back, some of the last few stories here I've saved that I thought were appropriate for the end of the show. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the Dark 30 Hour. We'll be right back. Speaking of strange, the end of the Dark 30 Hour. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren. Once again, this is content which is more outrageous and controversial. Not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. This is your warning. Turn the channel if any of the people listening on your behalf may be connected to those scenarios, because we're going to go through the last handful of stories of the night here. Oh, Salisbury, New Hampshire. Headline is, Naked Clown Accosts Trucker at I-95 Rest Stop. That just sounds funny to me.
Sounds scary to me.
Police say a nude man who works as a clown and child entertainer was arrested after jumping into a tractor-trailer truck at a rest stop and soliciting the male driver. He jumped in and asked if the guy wanted to get it on. The driver was not interested. Eventually, a trooper became involved. And they found that when they searched the clown's car, he had several sex toys, Halloween masks, and headlamps. Okay, that's interesting. Next story is from Brazil. A woman in Brazil auctioned off her virginity online over the past few weeks. This is becoming a trend now, I think. Auctioned off her virginity and sold it for $780,000. But a man in Brazil who decided to do the same thing auctioned his off for $3,000. So what does that tell you about the battle of the sexes? $780,000 for the woman, $3,000. It's kind of surprising the guy even got $3,000, actually. But, you know, they don't say who he gave it to, right? It could be Donald Trump, for all we know. We have a story here from Serbia. A wife's dying wish in Serbia was to have her private part. You see what I do when I say that, Shelley? Her private part. engraved on her headstone. She said that she wanted to make sure her husband didn't look at any other women, even when she was dead. So she hired a sculptor to create an exact replica of that part of her body that could be placed in three dimensions on the headstone. And she said in a letter, quote, "I don't want you chasing other women. This way you will always remember me." Her widower was happy to oblige. He said that, you know, it took a little while to find the right guy to work on this. Said the problem wasn't finding the money, but an artist who would do it and do it well. Most of them said it was blasphemy. And now it's finished, and they like it. They say it's a perfect likeness. In this way, the widower says, a part of her will always be with me, end quote. Hate to see what he does when he visits the cemetery on Sundays. That's a little bizarre. And now we have this story from Jacksonville, Florida. We have to end on a Florida story. And this is a truly disturbing story. And the funny thing is, you know how I talk about patterns? It's like I read a story months ago. I read so many stories, I can't remember when I have read what. But I know I read a story that was somehow similar to this. Basically, a mother in Florida is filing a lawsuit because her 3-year-old daughter went to a daycare playground and discovered a used prophylactic. And we know what kids sometimes do with things that they find that seem novel to them. The kid puts this thing, you know, in her mouth. The kid chews on this thing. So the mother, when she realized what, you know, the daughter's playing with, was horrified. They contacted the authorities, had this thing tested, it tested positive for gonorrhea.
Oh.
It's a horrible, horrible story. And so according to, the Florida Department of Children and Families, they say that the playground area, it's checked and cleaned every day, blah, 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 but that is not helping out the mom. So let that be a word to you all who are parenting, and that's going to do it for this edition of the show. I thank Brian Hall, Forrest Connor, John Anderson, Mobius, and Kuka. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. Till next time, we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter. And barring a ball game, we will have a best of for you next week, since I'll be out of town. And then after that, a brand new one. Be sure to tell your friends and tune in. You are commended!
I like to do it. Do it, Colin.